I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. We're going to talk about it today. You know, kind of see where we're at, look at the reps, you know, do a lot of studying today. Today's a long day for the coaching staff, kind of see where everything's at, and then we'll make a decision prior to the game. We don't decide those things until, you know, really the morning of the game. You know, the game's at night. There's a lot. Mark, there's so much that goes into the discussions of roster and, you know, all of those things, not even including the game. You know, every night is a late night. How'd the guy do today? How'd the unit do today? You know, we how many reps did he get? There's a lot that goes into it. I just wouldn't read too much into whatever we decide to do. I wouldn't read too much into anything. I would just want, for me too, I would just want our team to go out there and compete, play well, try to limit mistakes, see if, how fundamentally we are, how fundamentally prepared we are, what condition we're in, those types of things. That's what I'm looking for.
That was Bill O'Brien on the question of playing time in tomorrow night's preseason game. So we are one day away from preseason game number one.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Kansas City.
On the road. In
Pat
Arrowhead
Mahomes,
Stadium.
The guy that won Seth Payne would have preferred over Deshaun Watson 2 years ago.
That's okay.
Is it okay, Mike?
Yes.
Is it okay? Don't be like that. It might not be okay at all.
It might not be.
There's no part of me that wants to be right in that situation. It's not like 3 years from now I'm going to be like, ha! I told all of you it should have been Pat Mahomes and I'm so happy about it. No. This is one situation where I want to be completely wrong about it. And so far, the early results are that I was completely wrong, because Pat Mahomes through training camp has thrown a ton of interceptions, which is precisely the thing you were worried about last year. I'm not going to read too much into it. I'm just saying that the early results are that I was wrong.
I've been out on Mahomes since I heard him speak for the first time. Never want to sound like a cross between Kermit the Frog and our boss. It's not a good sound typically. On top of that, I think that there is a desire this offseason for Mahomes to be something that he currently is not, much like we've seen in the past with Marcus Mariota. Mahomes has been anointed this quarterback that is good without having done anything meaningful in the National Football League.
I don't know if that's true.
I think
you're cherry picking that because you're looking for it. I haven't seen too many people say like, hey, look at that. Did you see that one performance in a meaningless game last year where he did some good things?
There's too much
but
excitement.
But also threw some other...
There's a lot of excitement.
No, there's a lot to be excited about with Mahomes.
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, you can't... He's got a fantastic arm. It's fun to watch. Is he going to throw an interception for every single touchdown he throws? There's a good chance that that's the case, but I think there's. I'm excited to watch him. I'm excited for the experiment.
Excited to see what he will do.
I'm a lot more excited to watch him than Josh Allen.
Oh well, that's a pretty low bar,
right? So you can't say there's no reason for excitement. But now I don't see a whole bunch of people saying, "Well, yeah, he had one promising performance. He's going to be awesome."
It's not that there's no reason for excitement. There's no reason for expectations in Kansas City, and there are enough people that I have seen say, "Oh, I think Kansas City can do very well in the AFC West with him." I think we got to see him play first. The AFC West is totally up for grabs.
Totally up for grabs. They have a good coach, obviously, but they also have great skill guys around Pat Mahomes.
That's true.
Watkins. Kelsey, Hill.
I think we got to watch it with Watkins
Hunt,
being great.
Hill.
But I do think that Watkins is at the very least a good player. And,
yes.
And you add Kelsey and Hunt and Hill into the mix. Yes, very good mix.
Brian C. Smith wrote this column, which I enjoyed reading. Smith, where's the buzz for Texans? And the premise is that there is a lack of buzz that he did a show on one of our competitors on Monday, and they did 3 hours hosting a local show without a single substantive Texans conversation. No discussion, zero interest.
Yeah.
It was a constant Astros and Johnny Manziel.
So is he still operating with a mindset that you just need to have callers nonstop and not actually come up with any original thoughts when doing hosting a radio show?
I'll defend him on this, because it's not like we take a bunch of calls, but you can almost kind of feel sometimes via Twitter, the text line, calls that like... We get a bunch of calls where people just want to ask Jonesy a question, like that they could have Googled.
I don't know.
What train is the game on?
Which I'm thrilled to answer.
Some of this might be my fault. I think people hear the way I talk to Mike, and sometimes they think I'm going to berate them on the phone. Like, no, that's Paul's job.
That's
now.
What I do. Right.
Yeah. So yeah,
exactly.
I think you can get a feel for when there is or is not buzz and what gets a reaction. And I think for a lot of reasons, right now, because the Texans have been, for one, They beat the fan base down with multiple quarterbacks over the course of 5-6 years, however many since Schaub. And that just kind of, it frayed everybody's nerves. Now that they have the quarterback, there's not really a whole lot to do other than wait for him to show that he's healthy. And then the same with J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney. There's so much holding and waiting right now. It's not even like that. And it's not like the 9th month of pregnancy variety of waiting. This is like month 4, where you've got the morning sickness, but nothing to be excited about right in the imminent future.
I understand what you're saying, but I've heard this with every damn team in this town. Oh, I was hosting a show, and there was no substantial Rockets conversation. Hey, here's what you do. You create it yourself. You're hosting the show. Jesus. It is embarrassing that people, like, get away with this. That is your job. I couldn't think up a single compelling Texas conversation. I could pull them out of my ass without even thinking. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, but hold on a second.
No. That's a good
is
rant.
He complaining about it, or is he just noticing that there isn't a buzz? Like, I don't
create the buzz.
I didn't get the sense that he was complaining about it. He was just noticing this, so he's happy enough to talk about the Astros.
It's possible to create the buzz. You can create the buzz yourself. It's all about how talented are you.
Well, no, but I think, do you have to create the buzz, or is there already buzz there? That's all he's saying is, like, okay, look, sometimes you just come in like, holy crap, there's big stuff a brewing over there with the Texans. There's two things. One, since 2015, everything's going to be a letdown. When they're on Hard Knocks, that's the best that it gets in terms of following your team during training camp.
Yep.
Because you talk about creating buzz. You've got a team of producers and cameramen and writers that are creating the buzz for you. And everything since then is a little bit of a letdown. All that really came in the 2015 Hard Knocks was that it got Mike Vrabel a job in Tennessee. Two, they're in West Virginia.
Yes.
They are in West Virginia.
That's the
There's
big thing.
Nothing to get excited about when they're in West Virginia. You can't see them, feel them, grasp them.
I mean, think about this. They've been practicing for 2 weeks. Yesterday was their last practice in West Virginia. They're flying to Kansas City today. They play tomorrow night. If they were here as they were from, 2002 until 2016, you would have had a bunch of open practices by this point, and people want to be able to feel it. They want to be able to be out there and feel that the pads cracking against one another. And sometimes when you're in a different city, and especially a random place like West Virginia, that's not easy to get to, so there are very few people actually there. There's a lack of buzz. As far as radio goes, I think you can create a good topic or compelling content. It's hard to create buzz on a talk radio show about a football team.
Like me, and you can do it. You can do it all the time.
Well, you can do, or you can be irresponsible. You could say things like, hey, here's a harmless quote by Bill O'Brien. Is he really criticizing DeAndre Hopkins here?
You might not
want
to
tweet
that
question out.
It might not be a good idea to do that anymore, seeing as Alex Jones has been banned from just any content provider available. We did this last week. I feel like we got to do it again. I feel like I got to dramatically read some Brian T. Smith.
I feel like you need to do that too, but in the meantime, I got to try to think of how Alex Jones would create buzz for the Texans. They're not actually in West Virginia. They're actually in Sugarland. They created a montage of mountains by CGI behind them to make it look like they're in West Virginia.
Do the Texans really play in the NFL?
Deshaun Watson really tear his ACL? Evidence says no.
The Texans are actually in Russia. They're trying to repair relations, but the liberal media is saying they're in West Virginia. I don't understand why everyone's saying this. I know the truth. They're making the frogs gay.
Today, we're going to call up Deshaun Watson's mother and tell her that her son is soft.
So, the column is entitled, Smith, Where's the Buzz for Texans?
I'm getting to the mood. All right, here we go. Talk like Brian T. Smith. Talk like Brian T. Smith. Here we go.
We've come a long way in just a few years. Simply mentioning the Astros on the local dials used to be forbidden. Way too much time was devoted to breaking down backup offensive linemen, Rick Smith's middle-round picks, and Brian Cushing's contract. I'm mostly blaming this on the Texans' still-odd decision to temporarily relocate your NFL team to West Virginia. Out of sight, out of mind. I know NRG Stadium should be roaring for Week 3, and will, as long as Watson is constantly taking snaps and Bill O'Brien's team is hanging close or powering to weekly victories. Powering! But the Texans' initial two regular season games are on the road, and there's a chance the team is a backward 0-2 as it makes its official 2018 home debut. That rhymed. This isn't about the old local bandwagon filling up. This is just the new reality in this big sports city. The Astros carry us through the summer. The Rockets just ended and aren't that far away from beginning again. And right now, We're a little too busy for a 4-12 team still warming up in West Virginia.
The 4-12 part, I think, is a little overplayed. But that's just my take.
But if you look at 4-12 versus World Series championship, then yeah, the competition for people's attention is a little bit tougher to pull people back from the Astros, who also, aside from being the Astros, have a certain amount of drama intrigue right this moment. Like there's something alluring about watching the JV squad go out and beat Major League Baseball teams.
Yes.
There's something about like, okay, look, we get a flash forward, we get a little bit of a fast forward to see what the World Series roster is going to look like with some of these JV players, and the fact that they're still winning, and I'm terrified that somebody else is going to get injured every time somebody steps on the inning on the diamond.